Hello, and welcome to the Innovation Agency podcast. Today we're going to hear from Jen Cohan of our Coaching Academy about how to develop the right mindset for innovation and improvement.
So when you come to innovation, it's really important to think about the sort of mindset that you bring to the work. So typically when we work with folks around their innovator's mindset, we talk about sort of four or five different dispositions or ways of thinking or ways of behaving. So often I think when folks are initially coming to innovation work, they're thinking about targets that they have or a problem they want to solve. And I think sometimes we think too quickly about solutions and we don't often slow down enough to think differently so that we're doing something new. So, you know, you're not really innovative if you're sort of approaching something in the same way that you've always approached it. So that's one of the reasons that your mindset is so important. We often talk to folks about the difference between having a growth mindset and a fixed mindset. So my example for this is always fixed mindset thinking is where you really believe that excellence is about skill and not about development. So I might say, you know, I'm not really a math person, right? Well, that's fixed mindset thinking. To adopt more of a growth mindset, I might say something like, well, I'm not really a math person yet, right? I do have some curiosity about it. I'm not great at it. I'm not great at applying it, but I can get better at it. So I think that's a really good sort of foundation place to start when you're approaching innovation work is what kind of growth mindset do you have? And so we all come to this work with old behaviors, old ways of thinking. And again, in order to build our innovation muscles, it's really important to examine what our existing thoughts are and our existing habits. So we typically talk about five different areas that it's helpful to sort of cultivate ways of thinking around. And the first one we always start with is curiosity. So, you know, curiosity is always about wonder and being inquisitive, right? Ready to like to think of it as sort of poking around in a problem and figuring it out. One of my favorite quotes is from Vladimir Nabokov, who said, curiosity was insubordination in its purest form, right? So it's questioning and questioning. So there's lots of different ways we can be curious. We can just want to know something, have a sort of a thirst for knowledge. It's a way of thinking that motivates your investigation, your study. This is where really good questions come from. Other types of curiosity would just be passion or interest, a concern about something that you want to learn more about or something that's sort of bothering you. You can just be inquisitive in sort of an active state of curiosity. Having enthusiasm is a kind of curiosity, an interest, a lively interest. And I also like to kind of include the idea of nosiness or snoopiness, right? So you're inquisitive because something's not quite right or you're it's bugging you somehow. So we always hope that folks are really coming to innovation and innovation thinking with a sense of genuine curiosity. It could take any of those forms. I would also say that another sort of core disposition that it's helpful to cultivate is creativity. And I think that we know there's been a lot of studies about how as we age, our creativity, sometimes we feel like it wanes. And that's not necessarily true, but we don't engage in creative activities and behaviors like we did when we were kids. So we know that there's sort of a certain age where folks stop, you know, they stop doodling on their notes. They stop drawing things out. It's one of the reasons we use a lot of visual thinking strategies in our work. But creativity is really, it's a thinking skill and it's a critical skill that allows you to find original solutions to problems. So without that dynamic thinking or cultivating that ability to think dynamically about an issue or a problem, that's creativity. And it's not just limited to arts. I think that a lot of times we connect creativity to artisticness, but it's really a necessary element for all of our areas of life. So science takes creativity. Construction takes creativity. There's lots of sort of technical areas that take creativity. You know, we would not have space travel if it weren't for very creative people looking outside of the norms or what folks believed to be true. Again, this goes back to that growth mindset thinking, right? So, you know, creativity is about the ability to imagine, conceive, invent, be resourceful. I think very often in our work, especially around trying to solve big social problems or solutions for sort of civic life and people's quality of life, we have to be really resourceful. The way that we use our resources, the way we use human capital, and applying what we know in different ways. So it's, you know, it's difficult to solve these big problems without creativity. And in fact, I'd argue it's pretty much impossible. The third mindset disposition, I think we would really encourage folks to think about as far as, again, cultivating a new skill or behavior or a dynamic way of thinking would be perspective taking. So perspective itself is just about being able to look through a different lens at something, to perceive differently. So, you know, when we look at a typical, say, issue in terms of, I'll just give an example, say bed flow, patient flow in a setting. Very often we are taking the perspective that we are most comfortable with. You know, we automatically take the perspective that we have the most experience with, the most background in, the longest history in. And so the more that we can cultivate this ability to take perspectives other than our own natural instinct perspective, then the better we can really, again, be creative and help sort of cultivate this way of thinking innovatively. So if we're thinking about something like patient flow or bed flow, we want to be able to take perspectives of all of the people that work within that problem, all of the people who are interacting with, say, patients or materials or resources that are really contributing to the flow of patients, and, you know, how discharges work and how handovers work and how the simple movement of beds and porters roles. You know, it's important for us to keep in mind that everybody who intersects with an issue in a big system has a really, really valuable perspective. And we're really remiss if we're not able to not only take that perspective, but get better at taking it. So you can't just assume, you know, you have to go out and talk to people and learn more. It's a way of helping yourself when you practice perspective taking. It helps you to orient to new ways of seeing things. Our brain likes to make associations based on our prior knowledge. So the more we can practice this ability to see something from another perspective, observe things differently, we notice new things. And very often it's those little things we notice that are the keys to sort of filling in the gaps and solving a problem in an innovative way, in a way that's different from a way we may have done it before. So in order to take perspective, we have to cultivate another disposition that's incredibly important and not always comfortable, and that is flexibility. So flexibility, just like flexibility in your body, is the ability to sort of stretch or bend, and to be flexible in a way that makes a meaningful difference when we're trying to solve some problems and find new solutions, is that we need to be able to bend and stretch our thinking. We need to, again, stretch our perspectives, see more, see bigger, see on a more micro level, see in lots of different ways. So very often we think about innovation in terms of technology, and perhaps technology helps us to be more flexible and have greater options. But we always try to remind folks that just doing something differently is another way of being innovative. So very often when I work with folks, especially around groups of people who are trying to, you know, find a solution to a complex problem, or as many folks say, you know, one of their biggest issue issues is really finding time to make change. So they know sort of what they want to do, but they don't know how they're going to fit it in. And obviously in our big complex systems, the demands are just so great on folks that I think sometimes we feel frustrated and hampered by time and resources. So cultivating that disposition of flexibility is such a good way for us to practice seeing new ways of doing things. So I was working with a group just a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about a new test that they were administering to patients in a certain clinic. And they had 15 minutes to do the exam, and they needed to do this this extra test. It was for carbon monoxide testing. And when we started digging into the problem and digging into the time, we were trying to find a way to fit the time, you know, fit this extra test in, and in terms of all the other things they needed to do in working with the patient and the person whose care this, you know, is centered around. And it didn't occur to any of us to think, could we extend the appointment? Could, if it takes 2 minutes to do the test, could we extend the appointment from 15 minutes to 17 minutes? You know, and it was just, we discovered that, yeah, we probably could. But we had spent so long thinking that it was this fixed time of 15 minutes that we said, okay, well, what would it take to extend the appointment 2 more minutes? And turned out that was the easiest solution of all. It wasn't going to take much. Everybody was going to get on board. There were other ways of streamlining in other ways. So again, it's that flexibility of thinking and thinking about the things you don't think you can do. And that actually leads us right into this sort of final characteristic that we really hope folks practice. And again, just like flexibility can be uncomfortable because, you know, in terms of, say, physical flexibility, your body isn't used to stretching, so you have to practice stretching in order for it to feel more comfortable. This final disposition is courage. And courage is a really important characteristic for your mindset that you want to practice and cultivate. And this one also can be painful, right? Courage doesn't also always feel comfortable. It wouldn't be courage if it felt comfortable in some ways. You know, this might mean acting or saying something when you have a fearful feeling. And we would encourage folks to acknowledge those feelings and think about why something feels hard to do, or you feel like it's taking more courage than you would like. Courage is really about your ability to face that pain. Sometimes we say courage means acting in spite of fear or failure, or fear of failure. And we know that, you know, our work is so, it's so important and it's so meaningful, and it's, there are risks, and we want to do what's right by all of the people in our system. So it makes sense that folks are nervous and fear failing. You know, we often talk about risk aversion in our work, and how sometimes risk aversion can stand in the way of innovation. So when you do practice this this courageous thinking courageously, behaving courageously, it allows us to get better at, I would say, safe risk taking. It allows us to think in deeper ways about risk. Is it riskier to not do something? Is it riskier to take a chance in a controlled way, to try something, to pilot something, to figure out how to tweak something in a new way that, you know, you're certainly mindful of risks that are part of the package of innovation. So by practicing that courageous thinking, and that's just about sticking with your thinking or standing by your beliefs and your feelings, making a decision to be courageous in your work. That's all part of that practice. So that'll vary. Sometimes you might feel more courageous than others. So we, again, you know, hope that by collaborating with other people, by sharing your thinking, By sharing your curious questions and being creative, we can help to create sort of an innovation culture that is more courageous, that allows us to work together in a safe and mindful way, in a way that helps us make the big changes that we do need to make in order to sort of create the best system that we can to service the people, including ourselves, that are all part of this health and care world. So all of these ways of thinking are part of our curriculum here at the Coaching Academy. And what we've just sort of reviewed today is a huge component of our Innovators Mindset curriculum. And we're always happy to talk with folks about these ways of thinking and how to embed them into your work in a meaningful way so that we could all benefit. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Jen. So if you're curious and courageous, if you'd like to develop yourself or your colleagues through coaching, check out our learning programmes at innovationagencynwc.nhs.uk. Thank you for listening.